From her Sunday school choir, can you no longer hear the horror of that Ku Klux fire inflicted on a children of a less protected race? Were they hiding terrorists in the prayer book's place? Or the tragedy recorded and the funeral prayers said? Denise never got her say. She was just dead. Like the day old baby buried yesterday entire, who must have given shelter for his bulla fire to get to have a name given its first official use to mark her coffin in the trench. Is there really an excuse? You say more such is needed. Finger firmly on the key. Have you lost your way since Alabama 63? The bombers that Sunday might have roared, we will prevail, as you did in Israel with your photo flash smile. Condoleezza. On the key that's marked destroy. You need more babies dead to kill that terrorist boy. Herod did it once before in an age of tyranny. It doesn't happen now, right? We fight for liberty. Condoleezza, Condoleezza, something happened long ago. The slaughter of infants in the hunt for a foe that fled across a border, as people tend to do when they find themselves in danger. Muslim or Jew, the war machine loves the delusion put around that the other can be ended. A final solution found. Condoleezza, Condoleezza, Denise was your friend. Bombs kill innocence, and truth in the end. Whoa, 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 whoa. 7 children killed in Canaan of the miracle wine. What God will this sacrifice to be offered? And you let it go ahead. You must prevail at all costs against those babies dead who are used then as PR fodder by the enemy war machine. It's someone else's fault, right? It's devilishly mean at the pinnacles of power. It's hard to recall. Denise died of a bomb attack in an Alabama hall. Alabama.